Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. One note before I begin the sermon title. It says, the next step after doubt is learning. Actually, let's take the R out. It should say leaning, okay? All right, leaning. So remember that. Don't get caught up with that little R there, leaning. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there are a lot of people who would place themselves into the unbeliever category. Religion just doesn't work for them. They're skeptical of the doctrines of the church. A lot of people fit that category. Kind of, it reminds me of someone who visited church here a while back. They came for a time period and came every Sunday. They understood who we were as a church body. They understood the dynamics of Peace Lutheran Church, and I think these are so true of our church. They understood that we are a warm, welcoming family of God. They saw the genuine connection between the members. They appreciated the music, and they said the messages were fine. That wasn't the problem. Messages were good, they said. After a while, they just stopped coming. One week, not a big deal. 2 weeks, not a huge deal. 3 months, I've got to reach out. That's what I do. And so I sent a few messages. Hey, I'm open for coffee. Hey, I'd love to connect with you after fellowship. Boy, is everything okay? Is there something that we did? Did my shiny head just cause you to run away? These sorts of things. And the response was this. You know that part in the creed in which you say that he was born of the Virgin Mary, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary? I don't believe that. Honesty, that's a beautiful thing. And they went on to say, actually, there's a lot of things in the Bible, the miracles and in the service that you share with the words. I don't really believe in those things. I don't think I'm shocking anyone here this morning by sharing a truthful thing that happened, because we all have relatives and friends that would say a similar thing. How many would say, I've got a relative that would say a similar thing? Raise your hand. Oh, man. Whoa. Got a majority here. Decline of Christianity is real. It's not the idea of practicing Christianity is in decline. They say 12% decline just in the last decade. Some numbers are even more than that. The statistic that speaks to unbelievers right now is that the group of unbelievers, and especially, this is for all ages, it lands at about 30%. There are more people that would describe themselves as unbelievers in that camp than there are people that actually practice Christianity today. Is that just, ugh, how does that make you feel? Ugh. All right. So if that's one end of the spectrum, or people that describe themselves as unbelievers, on the other end are people that would say that they are absolutely certain about all things religion. Religion just fits for them. They believe all the doctrines of the church. Absolute certainty. Not even one smidge of doubt. No questions. I grew up with a friend that had absolute certainty about the fact that he believed that, and it was a dogma of his belief. He believed that people were shrunk to fit into airplanes. Why did he think that? He had grown up with toy airplanes and even models that he had put together. And then he looked up into the sky as a little child and saw how small the airplanes were. He was absolutely certain that at the airport was a shrinking machine of some kind that shrunk people down. So he went on his first flight. He shared with me that he turned to his parents and said, "This airport's great, but where's the shrinking machine?" Absolutely certain that people are shrunk to get onto a plane. Isn't that amazing? You know, there are a lot of people that are absolutely certain about all sorts of things, even when it comes to the doctrines of the church, things like the virgin birth of Jesus, the mystery of the Trinity, What happens exactly after death? Now, I just want to share with you a moment of revealing to you my heart. I actually would describe myself as kind of in the middle of those two, spectrums that I describe. I believe, but I have doubts about some things. There are some things that I'm not so clear about as a Christian. And if you add up the numbers, if 30% are over here, and let's say 5% of the population is right here, there's a lot of people right in that middle zone.